Hello, everyone. It's time again for the Living Letter Ministries radio broadcast. Welcome to the presence of God. God loves you. Yes, you. God loves you. He cares about you, and he's after you. He wants you to join him in his kingdom. Everlasting light starts from the moment you first believe, not after you die. People treat salvation like an insurance policy. No. Salvation, God is saving you from the dangers of this world, as well as from his future wrath, or from his wrath. And you get to enjoy in real time a relationship with him. And you're going to have to learn the ways of the kingdom. God is after you. He cares about you. He loves you. Yes, you. And he wants you. He's after you. He's trying to get you. He's trying to get you to see him, who he is. Not what people say he is. Not what Satan accuses him of. See, when people don't know God, they have opinions about him. And their opinions are always inaccurate. Unless they've studied the word of God for themselves. So God is after you. He loves you. He cares about what's going on with you. He cares about what happens to you. And he wants the best for you. Now, people represent God. And sometimes they do good and sometimes they do evil. There are people who truly represent God because they go in his presence and learn who he is. And they gain understanding and they make choices of love towards you. And they treat you right. And then there are others who are in a position of authority that, you know, they may be a preacher or a Sunday school teacher. And they may represent God the wrong way. And then our parents. See, our first authority figures, they set the pace of how we see God. And they may, you know, I've seen so many times people who, if they had stingy parents, they wouldn't hardly give them anything. You know, at Christmas time, they hardly give them anything. Well, when they grow up, they think God's like that. And they try to do everything to get rich themselves. They don't really trust God to do it. They don't trust God's guidance in order to prosper. They have a hard time trusting God to prosper them because their parents were stingy towards them. But God's not stingy. That person will have to read the word of God to know that God's not stingy. Or if something happened, a lot of times people have a dad that they don't know. So the male figure in their life was not there. Now they're challenged to believe that God exists, period. But God exists, period. He exists, period. He's here now. He was with you every step of the way. You just didn't know it. He even watched out for you and you didn't know it. See, little children are in the kingdom of God. And God has responsibility towards little children. And he will help them. He will do miracles for people that are in the kingdom of God. And he has to do it legal. That's why parents, you need to pray for your children. God can help them. If you have a child and they're in the army somewhere and they're deployed, you need to be praying for them so that they'll come back. Especially if they don't know to pray for themselves. People, they have the opinions they have. Even if they come from a Christian home, they can have opposite opinions. But because they're your child and they're part of your house, your prayers can cover them to a certain point. They still got to make good choices. And God can help them. Too many times people have prayed for their children and God delivered them. So do the things of God. Learn to trust, learn him for who he is. And And you'll see what the old preacher's talking about. He loves you. And he loves you for you, not for what you can do for him, not for what you did for him, and even in spite of the bad things you've done. But don't live your life in rebellion. That's dangerous. Because God, there's a law that he set that can't be changed called sowing and reaping. If you do evil things, you got to reap evil things. And he knows this. And the devil knows it. So while you're off track, he'll try to take you out. Satan will. And God won't be able to rescue you. Now, I'm going to tell you something that happened years ago. I got a friend. He got into drugs. And I dreamt that he was dead. And I said, I saw him in the casket in the dream. And I saw him at the same church where his father's funeral was. His dad had died a few years prior at that time, back in 99. That's when I had the dream. And when I woke up, I asked the Lord, I said, Lord, what is that all about? Because I saw him at the funeral in the casket. And he said, if he doesn't stop doing what he's doing now, he's going to die. So I went to him. I said, Joe, I had a dream about you. I said, I dreamt you was dead. And when I asked the Lord about the interpretation of it, he said, you got to stop doing what you're doing now or you will die. And, you know, he kind of laughed, you know, I said, I had another dream about my niece. But, you know, that she died. But she got to change. You know, you have to change. You have to change your course. Well, both of them died. It took a long time, but he died. 10 years, almost 10 years went by, but he did die. Now, this dream was in 96. I said 99, but it was 96. I remember that because of something else. I had to remember it, but it was 96 when that happened. Time went by, and he did die. But I found out that he tried to change, but he waited too long. Now, God see this, and he can't stop sowing and reaping. He has to get you to change in time so that you can avoid the problem you're causing. But if you don't change your opinions, you don't change your destiny. And sometimes death is in the path. But God loves you in spite of what you're doing now. If you can change your heart and turn it, then God can do something about the problem that's about to come upon you. He loves you. He's after you. He's for you. Satan is not. Satan is trying to use you for his own gain. And I don't want that to happen. Evil things don't have to continue to happen in your life. If you don't get to know God and you think he's a certain way and he's not, you're missing out on something good. And that's not necessary. Now, if you hear something that's a blessing to you on the radio broadcast, remember, newlivingletters.com. This broadcast is on the radio. I mean, on the website, newlivingletters.com. If you hear something and you wish somebody else would hear it, to get them to go to newlivingletters.com. This radio broadcast is on the air right now in real time. And you can listen to the whole thing again. And your cousin in Chicago, you can text them to listen to newlivingletters.com and type in the date. Now, the radio broadcast starts off LLM for Living Letter Ministries, and it has the first day that it appears, which is on a Saturday. So you put in, you hit on the bar that says LLM and this date, December the 2nd, 17, or 12 to 17. And that's how they're organized. Now, all these broadcasts are on there, and it's longer on the website. The radio version is 15 minutes. The website is 30 minutes. So remember that, newlivingletters.com. And the old site is livingletterministries.com. But it's like stuck in the past. I can't change it. And it's got a lot of older broadcasts. All right, continuing. So God loves us, and he is for us, not against us. But we have to operate according to his word in order for him to do us some good in this life. He loves us and he cares about us. But we have to cherish his word. We have to take him at his word. We have to learn who he is. And God is for us and always will be. So I learned to follow God. I didn't always know him. When I first got saved, I knew he loved me, but I had to learn who he is, because God is a person you can get to know. One of Jesus' names is Emmanuel, which means God with us. Now, if you're involved in another religion, remember, God is not taking that one serious. He takes his son serious. All of the scriptures point to Jesus. From Genesis to Revelation, every book it reveals something about Jesus Christ. See, all the man-made religions ignore him, and they have their opinions about God, and it's not real, it's not worthy, it's not true, it's not even holy. All of them. But the narrow path is what you want to be on. See, Jesus did something about your sin. He destroyed it. And he made a way for you to walk in newness of life. And you'll enjoy the peace of God. No other religion has the peace of God in it. You're going to have to take the Lord at his word. And then only then God can reveal himself to you through Jesus Christ. God can't reveal himself through anything else. Proverbs chapter 3, it says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not unto thy own understanding. You're just going to have to trust the Lord. You're going to have to take him at his word. Whatever you believe about God, let it be according to the word that he revealed. The word of God works. And you're just going to have to trust him like everybody that go to heaven. If you don't believe the things that Jesus is Lord, read the word for yourself. Read, it's your business to know him before you die. And if you do, if you can trust him, you can live like him. God is going to interact with you. There's no interaction from the Lord of any other religion. All they have is lies of Satan. There are lying wonders, lying miracles. People do see something from the spiritual side of things. It's just not true. Now, the peace of God can't be mimicked. There is no peace to the wicked. And every alternative is wicked. It's something to seduce you into believing a lie so Satan can kill you later. It's not good for you. It's not healthy. It's not of God. You don't want to die and say, and the Lord turn you around, you can't come up here. People are dying. There are people that the Lord has dealt with. And they came back. The doctors have rescued them in the emergency room. And they went to hell. And then they come back. And there are reports on YouTube. You can YouTube these things. But you still got to believe Jesus Christ. He said, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, because he shall direct thy paths. God is alive and he can help you. He can guide you. And if you can take him at his word, you can trust him. And remember, he loves you for you. Not what you can do for him, not what you did for him, and in spite of the things you did wrong. My friend Joe, he wanted to be a blessing to him. He wanted to alter his course so he could live now. He could be alive right now. He died in 2006. 10 years went by before he died. But his life was cut short because he didn't stop. You can't sell people drugs and do people wrong and live forever. It can cut your time down. God loved him. He wasn't even doing right. At the time I told him, he kind of laughed about it. But he should have stopped then. God loved him just like he loved me. He was trying to prevent something from happening. The Lord saw something. He can see through time. And God can't turn, he can't make you do something you don't want to do. Now remember, these broadcasts are on newlivingletters.com. And I thank the Lord for every opportunity and every person who believes in him and take him at his word. All right, continuing. The Lord does love us. He cares about you personally. And we gain opinions. And we don't challenge all the opinions that we've come up with. But as we learn who God is through his word, we can trust him. A relationship is formed. I said earlier, in the presence of God, I felt welcome. I felt his peace. Before I got saved, I never had that kind of fellowship. I asked the Lord, what is your definition of peace? He said, fellowship. It's fellowship with God. There's peace between you and the Lord. And the Lord is not like men. There's no respect of persons with him. I've seen a man tremble in the presence of a rich man. Because in this world, people value you on what you can do for them, what you've done, or how wealthy you are. They know that a wealthy person can help them if he wants to, and they feel like they're better. God's not that way. It doesn't matter what you how good you've done or how evil you've done. God loves you for you. Now, he resists the proud, and he gives grace to the humble. Anybody that turns from the world at any time, if they humble themselves, they become valuable to God. God can work with the person that will humble themselves and take him at his word. God has never done anything to hurt mankind. All the people that he had to kill, they got in rebellion and they tried to kill other people. If they would have humbled themselves, they wouldn't have died. They would have lived. If my friend would have humbled himself in time and stopped doing wrong, he would be alive now. I found out that he did try to change course, but he waited too long and he had to die. God couldn't stop him from dying. And somebody killed him. They killed him. That didn't have to happen. But if you do things too long, you're going to... See, when you sow something, when you plant one seed, you're going to get a plant with many seeds. If you plant one corn kernel, a stalk is going to grow, and it's going to have many corn, ears of corn in it, and it's going to have thousands of kernels of seed on it. And each seed can be eaten or planted. And you can have... So when you... If you do wrong, it's going to grow too. And you're going to have to pay. It's going to cost you something. Every drug you sell, every time you do something against somebody, every time you steal something from somebody, you're setting yourself up for something to happen to you. And you're going to lose the value of what you've done. But if you do what's right, then there's a heavenly account. According to Paul, he wanted the people to give to his ministry so that they would have money in their heavenly account. So when you do the right thing towards people, if you give people knowledge when they need it, God's going to give you knowledge when you need it. That's how it works. In other words, every time you obey the Lord and you help people that can't help themselves, one scripture said, he that pities the poor lends to the Lord. If you give to the poor, people that can't help themselves, then you know, God know that they can't pay you back, and they can't help, they can't pay you for the service you're doing. Then you're lending to the Lord. Now, people are required to the balance of that is, people are required to take care of themselves. If they can take care of themselves, they need to do that. You don't have to take care of people that's just sitting on the side of the road panhandling. If they can work, then they need to work so they can eat. God required that of all of us. But let's say a tornado came through and tore up the house. They have nothing. They have no clothes. It's cold outside. You give that person a coat, God's going to bless you. If something happened, a lady's married, she's sick, her husband died, there's no money coming in. If you help that family, God's going to bless you. They've been devastated, and they can't work right now. But if somebody just, they're poor because they're wasteful and they won't work and they won't eat. Now that's different. Don't help. You don't have to help them because they're just being lazy. I looked up the word poor, and the Hebrew meaning was somebody that's been devastated. I got to go back and look at it again, but it wasn't somebody that's just being sorry. Because the word also says, if you don't work, you don't eat. We have to learn who God is. In His word reveals Him. God is not stupid. Everything He does is faithful. Everything He does is true and faithful and good. There are people that need your love. And when you do what's right, when you do God's will towards them. When God gave me a message, He's giving me what He wants to say to the audience that He knows is going to be there. And it's my job to reveal that word. And if I do it, it's going to work. And it's going to be a blessing. God knew who would listen to the radio today. He knew the people that He was talking to. He knew who would come to this website and hear. So He's revealing things that would be important to them at this time. See, the Lord, He can see you. He can see where you're going, where you've been. He can see all around. He has what's greater than a bird's eye view. He's got the God's eye view. He can even see through time. And if you can change your opinions now, just like my friend Joe should have done in 96, he could be alive now. But he didn't change. And he died. But he was warned. The good thing is, if he got saved, he went to heaven. But God couldn't stop his death because he didn't. If for him to live now, he would have had to stop doing what he was doing in 96. It didn't happen in one day. It didn't happen in one week. But in 10 years went by before he got killed. But God couldn't stop it because he didn't stop. God can't alter what you sow. If you sow it, you got to reap it. But he can warn you so that you can stop in time. He could have stopped doing that, got a job, did some other things, got married, had children, continued living. And God tried to help him. God is on our side. He loves us. We don't deserve his love, but he loves us anyway. In other words, God is timeless. He can do things, but he has an order, and he has to observe his own rules. God has rules. And what he reveals to us, we must trust. We must take him at his word by faith. Now, man is capable of taking God at his word because Adam took a serpent at his word, and the serpent had no value in what he was saying. That was what the serpent said to Eve was not true. God said, in the day you eat of this tree, you should surely die. There were two trees in the Garden of Eden, tree of life and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Because when Satan lies to you, it's going to always sound good. But it's evil. And it's not detectable until it's too late. Because if you believe it, you believe a lie. It's just like the carrot before the donkey or the carrot before the horse. The rider got the horse chasing a carrot that he can't reach. And he's taking him where he wants to go. It's a con. All of Satan's word, all of his religions, all the misunderstanding that he's given mankind is a lying alternative. Now, God is after sincerity. He wants people that love him. He wants to be chosen on purpose against the lies, the alternatives that Satan would give. He knew that Satan was out there. He knew that a liar was out there. God didn't ignore the fact that Satan was out there. And through this tree, see, God can't make nothing evil. The tree was not evil. The choice to eat off it because of a lie is evil. The fact that God said don't eat off it was enough for Adam. And if he would have just left that tree alone, his trust would have been totally in God and not in another. Not in his opinion, not in other people's opinion. The Lord had done him good. There was no evil in God. God didn't do him wrong. He was God's creation. God had a right to put two trees out there. He could have put five if he wanted to. But he put two out. Two. He can eat off any tree out there. And there were other trees in the garden. But in the middle of the garden, there were two trees. Tree of life. He was supposed to eat off that one. The tree of life represents us reaching out to God, seeking him, taking him at his word. The tree of the knowledge of good and evil represents alternatives. Our opinions, other people's opinions, Satan's opinions, against God's opinion. So, which tree will you eat off? Who will you trust? And why do you trust what you trust? Everybody trusts something. Whether it's their own mind, somebody else's mind, a professor's mind, a preacher's mind, an angel's mind, or Satan's mind. Why do you trust what you trust? And who do you love the most? And why do you love who you love the most? Now, I found him to be true, a real friend. In his presence, I always feel welcome. Even though I didn't feel like I deserved it. Even when I didn't feel like I could measure up. He never made me feel unwelcome. And I had to ask him, how do I get rid of things that's not right? I don't even know how to do it. But at the new birth, he gave us a brand new heart. But we have to renew our mind, and our bodies have the same cravings. And sometimes they're not right. And I asked him how to deal with it. And he taught me things according to his word, how to kill the evil desires and receive the good ones. And the word of God charges your heart, builds you up. See, you're not trusting somebody that don't have any God has interaction in our lives. He can show us things. He can show us dreams, visions, and they're true. Things that will come to pass. But see, faith always looks to God in current time. It never stops looking to God. Doubt is a disabler. If you doubt, you open the door for darkness to get in your life. You have to take God at his word. Say, Adam took that serpent at his word with no credible evidence. That serpent never did anything for Adam. But God did everything. We trust him. We love him because he first loved us. And we need to go back to him. We need to know him for ourselves, not what other people, even the people that said things that were true about him. Paul taught the truth about Jesus and God. But the Bereans searched the scriptures to make sure he was telling them the truth. And God said they were more noble. We need to receive God's word for ourselves. Not just a few scriptures, all of it. Read chapters. So you can get to know him for yourself. Because everything about God is going to be challenged. If you turn to Jesus Christ and you love God, somebody's going to challenge you and try to shake your faith. But don't let the devil get away with his lies. His lies are very persuasive. Most of the people in this world are influenced by lies. Every other religion beside Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is a relationship. It's more than a religion. It's more than a persuasion. It's the truth. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. There's life in Jesus Christ. If you follow him, you will go to heaven and enjoy yourself in God's presence. Everything else is a bald-faced lie. All of it. Preacher, you're going to make people mad. They're going to be madder than this in hell. Everybody that go to hell, they're mad now. And they can't get out. And the Lord let me see it. I'm not afraid to die because I'm not afraid to live. I'm not afraid of people. But they're going to be mad. All the people that's killing people because they're trying to persuade them into their religion, the Muslims, the radical ones, they kill people. They don't regard your life if you're not like them. And even if you don't think the way they think, they will kill you. Muslims kill Muslims. I'm not afraid of these people. They just deceived by Satan. And at the end of their life, they're going to wish they were not like they are now.